Professor van Sas, the Netherlands is both a democracy and a monarchy, and we have an elected government as well as a queen who is head of state. Now, to anyone not familiar with the way we run things in this country, this must appear to be contradictory. How is it that we manage to combine both systems?
Well, of course, the fact that we have a monarchy is because in 1813, after the occupation of the Netherlands, one should say, by the French and by Napoleon, the Orange family, who had been in exile, were asked to come back, and they were given in 1815 the title of kings. The same family in the 17th and 18th century already had been stadtholders of the United Provinces, as the Netherlands were then called, and the reason why they were stadtholder was because the so-called father of the fatherland, William the Silent, was the leader of the Dutch revolt of the 16th century, in which the Dutch state was in fact created. So really, the reason why we now have a monarch from the family of Orange is because William the Silent in the 16th century helped to free the country from the Spanish overlords, Philip II, and that developed via this stadtholdership to the 19th century kingship. And of course, the influence and the role of the king has changed from quite considerably from 1813 till the present day.
We now have, as it's called, a constitutional monarchy. What is the role of the queen?
The role of the queen is, as you say, it's a constitutional monarchy, so it's defined by the constitution. In fact, that is already the Dutch monarchy, as long as it has been a monarchy since the early 19th century, has been a constitutional monarchy. Only the terms of this constitution have changed several times, especially in 1848. What can the queen do? Well, she is... she has to sign every law, for instance, and that is not just a symbolic act. Basically, she can refuse to sign it, though of course she never does that. The rights of the Dutch king or queen are generally defined in the same way as the rights of the English queen. Walter Badgett, a 19th century writer on the British constitution, has said the king has three rights: the right to be informed, to encourage, and to warn. So she has the right to be informed about everything which happens in the higher reaches of government. She can encourage ministers to do certain things. She can warn them if they do things, in her opinion, wrongly. And, of course, with the present queen, who has been on the throne for more than 20 years, she has a considerable amount of experience. And I think this right to warn should be taken seriously in this respect. She has a lot of experience, and ministers, especially the prime minister, can profit from this.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that our queen often influences the ministers?
As to the... the broad lines of government policy, I don't think she's that influential. I mean, of course, we have a country with many political parties. We always have coalition governments. The way these coalition governments are formed, there is a lot of negotiating between the programs of the various coalition parties. The Queen doesn't really play an important role in this. In this policy aspect, she may play an important role in helping to decide which coalition is actually formed. That is one of the real areas of influence, in fact, of the Queen. But as to policy itself, I don't know. I think where she still has a considerable influence, perhaps behind the scenes, is in smaller matters like certain appointments, etc. But even here, her influence certainly is not to be compared with, for instance, what her grandmother, Queen Wilhelmina, could do half a century ago. So that has diminished also very considerably, I think, the influence of the Queen.
And the Queen may be head of state. The government bears responsibility for her actions.
Oh, yes, yes. That is, of course, part of our system of constitutional government. Since 1848, it has been clearly written into the constitution that the king is inviolable, difficult word, and the ministers are responsible. So the king is always supposed to be outside the area of political criticism. Parliament is not allowed to criticize the king for government policy, though the king, in fact, the queen, is formally part of the government. The government is consists of the king and the ministers, but the king is always outside the actual political discussion. The ministers are always responsible, and in fact, of course, this is supposed to mean that ministers do the work, and ministers will be held responsible to Parliament for the work they do or do not do.
Mm-hmm. Well, but still the Queen is very much interested in politics and takes her job as head of state seriously. Doesn't it ever create tension where she may want to do something or may want to express her opinion on something and is simply not allowed to?
Yes, well, all this is of course an area of speculation because ministers are not supposed to talk about this, and generally they don't talk about this. People who criticize the monarchy always suggest that there are large grey areas in which the queen can exert influence. The present queen is quite obviously a very forceful personality. So she takes her job, not just as head of state, but in this case as head of government, seriously. Every week she talks for a considerable time with the prime minister, and of course all the main problems of the day or of the week are then being discussed, and no doubt the queen will say what she thinks. And she has this accumulation of experience over 20 years, so she has some right to advise the prime minister, and the prime minister would be a fool, of course, if he wouldn't take this advice seriously, if only because it comes from somebody who has been at the centre of government for so long a time already.
Now, there currently is a situation of sorts, to put it mildly. The Queen's eldest son, Willem Alexander, he's the heir apparent, has an Argentinian girlfriend called Maxima Zorreguieta. Now, there's nothing wrong with a girlfriend. She's well-educated and seems nice enough, and even the Prime Minister admitted she's quite charming. However, Maxima's father was Minister of Agriculture in the Videla government in Argentina in the 1970s. And now there are people in the Netherlands, including certain politicians, who claim this man, Jorge Zorreguieta, is therefore a criminal of sorts and should be brought to justice, or at least that he's tainted by his dubious past and is not welcome in the Netherlands, should it ever come to a marriage between Prince Willem Alexander and Maxima. Now, in your opinion, how awkward is this situation for the royal family?
Well, of course, the royal family has been through this kind of situation before. That's one of the things of being a royal family. They're dealing with awkward situations of this kind or another for centuries now. And, of course, the marriage of the present queen in 1966, or at least her engagement before that, to an unknown German, but a German who was old enough to have fought in the last phase of the Second World War in Italy. Of course, that was at that juncture considered a very awkward situation, and she, of course, knows very well how that was handled at the time. All kinds of investigations were being done, and afterwards, everybody agrees, her husband, Prince Klaus, well, he is he's no doubt a good German, but also he's one of the most popular, if not the most popular, member of the royal family. So that puts a certain kind of relativistic perspective on things. Maybe the Queen thinks that, well, if we handle this rightly, and a lot of this handling, of course, at the moment is still being done in private and in secret, I have no doubt, really, that they will have investigated now the father of Maxima Zorreguieta quite thoroughly. They have had quite some time to do that, so they probably, the royal family, will know what the father really did or did not do, how much he was involved in this regime. That he was involved in this regime is quite clear. I mean, and that he's tainted by the whole a climate of oppression, torture and killings of the Videla regime is also quite clear, but in how much he really was involved in, well, the dirty aspects of this regime, well, I don't know, but probably the Queen does know, so she probably will have made her own judgment upon what to do if this really comes to an engagement.
Mm-hmm. But is it an awkward situation for the government, do you think?
Well, that depends, of course, on the reaction of political parties or people within political parties, and indeed the reaction of the public. And the thing is, at the moment, the reaction of the general public, if you can generalize about that, towards this possible engagement has been very positive. There have been opinion polls, and they are generally very favorable towards Maxima, who of course herself has not been tainted in any respect. She's far too young for that by this regime. So public opinion is generally very favorable. The only real criticism comes from certain political parties, or rather persons within political parties, and it is of course a very real and very serious criticism. I mean, and they can make it awkward for the Prime Minister and the way he handles the situation, but of course the Prime Minister himself is also in a bit difficult position, having to be a sort of go-between the Queen on the one hand and the area of parliamentary politics on the other hand. I think he handles it relatively well, and the main point is of course that politicians who want to have a discussion say we should have this discussion now, because otherwise we are being confronted with an engagement, an announcement the day before or even a few hours beforehand, and then it's very difficult to have a serious political debate on that. And I think they have a point too.
So you think this situation is not as much a bomb under our monarchy than it can be under our government?
Well, even that I don't know. I mean, I think the politicians in The Hague do sympathize with the difficult position the Prime Minister is in this respect. He obviously tries to be as open about this as he can, but of course we don't know how serious the relationship is. Even I mean, perhaps it will not come to an engagement, and we should still have that possibility in mind too. Mm. And probably he knows a little bit more than we do, but perhaps it's still an undecided situation.
Now, I would like to go into the various scenarios with you. What if Prince? And this is a lot of speculation, but. What if Prince William-Alexander announces he wants to marry this Maxima, in which case she will become queen? Now, by law, the prince has to ask parliamentary approval for his marriage. Suppose Parliament remains divided over the matter. What happens then?
Even if it remains divided, there will certainly be some sort of division within Parliament, but I don't think, or I don't foresee, by any chance that there will be the possibility that this law will be thrown out. I think there will be a handsome majority, a very handsome majority in the present situation for such a law. So there will be some voices of criticism, but they will have they can accept that probably. Mm-hmm. So that won't be the real problem.
Now, what if the prince wants to marry Maxima but refuses to ask permission from Parliament?
That, of course, from his point of view, would be a very serious matter. I mean, he has been groomed for the kingship. He's, in fact, ready for it. He has grown into his public role as crown prince. It would be, of course, a very serious matter for him personally, and also for the royal family, if he would decide that there is too much fuss about this marriage, and for that reason he would refrain from asking permission. I don't see him doing that all that quickly. I mean, on the one hand, I think there is still every reason for him to ask for the permission, so this problem wouldn't arise. It would only be a problem if he would have to choose between the girl on the one hand and the crown on the other. And that situation has not arisen, I think.
Now, what is your personal impression of the way the royal family has handled the situation so far?
Well, they have handled, of course, she isn't the first girlfriend of Prince Willem-Alexander. They have been relatively open about this relationship. They are, of course, in a complicated situation now. That is quite true. Perhaps the royal family itself is still playing a waiting game as to the real seriousness of the relationship itself, because that, of course, has to be established first. I mean, he has to know for certain that he, and she too, of course, that they really want to become married, and then the whole sequence of events of asking permission, etc., arises. Perhaps they're still in just a little bit before that final decision. Do we really want to, get married, for instance?
Mm-hmm. Now let's look at the role of the government. After all, the government is responsible for the actions of the Queen and the members of the royal family. What can, in this situation, the government possibly do?
Well, obviously, the Prime Minister, he is very much aware that that this whole situation has potential difficulties. But again, the last marriage of a future Queen, Princess Beatrix's own marriage in 1966, was perhaps even more awkward, because it was then a German. Germany was the national enemy, more or less the hereditary enemy of the Netherlands. And then, her fiancé-to-be is a German Wehrmacht soldier. Perhaps even the present situation is slightly less awkward than it was in 1966. So, I think both the Queen and the Prime Minister will try to handle this as smoothly as possible. The Prime Minister will have made clear to the Queen in a decent way that he doesn't want to be confronted with facts before he has to has been given the opportunity to have some say into the matter.
A fait accompli.
And the Queen will have, who is a very intelligent lady, she will have understood that point, and of course she also reads the newspaper. So I think between the two of them, the Queen and the Prime Minister, will try to sort the matter out, both on the personal side and the side of the royal family itself, and on the political side. So they have both, of course, the same, they will have the same purpose to let this go as smoothly as possible.